The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about a sideways market.
Well, this has been a rough year, to put it lightly. Stocks got crushed, bonds got crushed, mortgage rates more than doubled. Gold has disappointed many, and we may see more losses before the pain is over. So now is the prime time to start planting the seeds of optimism. While we're not out of the bear market woods yet, a major opportunity could be approaching. Some major equity indexes all over the globe have fallen by 20% or more. Stocks become more attractive as they get cheaper, and lower valuations generally mean higher long-term returns and less risk. So a sideways market is when the major stock indexes ratchet up and down but fail to make new highs for 10 years, 20 years, or more.
Sounds like a roller coaster. Normally, I love roller coasters, but not sure I would want to be stuck on this one.
In Japan, investors have been stuck riding this emotional roller coaster for the past 33 years, and now it looks like we may be boarding our own rollicking ride here in the U.S. Sideways markets are periods when even the most experienced investors can succumb to fear or exhaustion, give up, and lose their fortunes. But they are also periods that may present upside potential. And today, we will outline the unique buying opportunity such a market will set up, one that could arrive sooner than you think. According to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, there have been four major sideways markets in the U.S. since 1900. Each occurred after a mega bubble or other type of bull market. The worst one lasted 25 years, from 1929 through 1954, and it wasn't just the Dow. After the dot-com bubble peaked in early 2000, the NASDAQ Composite Index suffered a 15-year sideways market. The scariest example of a sideways market occurred in Japan from December of 1989 until now. That's right, it's been 33 years since the Japanese stock market peaked, and it still has not made a new high. In fact, it made a new low 19 years in. The simple-minded reaction to these charts might be, what's the big deal? You can just keep buying, and you'll wind up making money once the market reaches a new high. True, but you'll be so psychologically brutalized by the roller coaster ride that you'll be far more likely to sell out at huge losses just to make the pain stop. Folks, those charts show more than just data. They highlight years of real suffering for real people.
Yes, and somehow those like myself and older always wind up bearing the brunt of it all.
If the current setup here in the U.S. plays out like anything like it did in Japan, it could take decades of volatility before we hit a new high. Imagine this happening to the S&P 500 index starting at the January 22 peak. Imagine retiring in 2022 and enduring nothing but volatility for 15, 25, or 33 years. It's brutal. It could ruin millions of folks' retirement. You can't afford not to prepare for it. Odds of the U.S. replicating Japan's extreme sideways market seem so remote that nobody ever talks about it. But there are some parallels that we can't ignore. So in the years before Japan's 1989 peak, Japan's central bank kept interest rates too low for too long. Cheap money spurred borrowing and frenzied speculation in stocks. Real estate values skyrocketed, pricing out younger buyers. And the stock market soared, doubling in the 2 years before it peaked. Then, in 1990, all that reversed. Japan cranked up interest rates, speculators fled, real estate values plummeted, and stocks entered a bear market. Does any of that sound familiar?
It sure does. After a decade of low rates, lucky speculators raking in quick gains, a booming real estate market, and record high stock valuations, things are now reversing in America too.
In an effort to fight inflation, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates for months. Speculators have sustained huge losses, home prices are falling, and U.S. stocks are down more than 20% since their all-time high in January 22. So what now? Well, when things first soured in Japan, the Bank of Japan tried to stimulate economic growth by cutting interest rates again, bailing out banks, and eventually even buying stocks. But it didn't work. Instead, it stoked the country's famous lost decade of subpar economic growth from about 1991 to 2001. And despite having spent more than $430 billion on equity ETFs since 2010, the Nikkei 225 index is still trading roughly 30% below its 1989 peak.
It sounds like it should be called the lost three decades.
If the U.S. central bank attempts similar tactics now, as some investors expect it to, we could mirror Japan's results, and that would be devastating for the average American. See, even if the U.S. enters a major go-nowhere market that lasts decades, there are strategies that could still make money. As it turns out, that simple strategy is perfect for what may lie ahead. In 2013, the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology Center for Investing published a white paper titled Performance of Value Investing Strategies in Japan's Stock Market. So the paper examined the performance of value strategies in the Japanese stock market from 1975 to 2011, and it reported separate results for the then two-decade bear market from 1990 to 2011. So in a nutshell, value investing crushed the overall market during the latter period.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
This has been for educational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to take a particular course of action. Indexes referenced are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.